The Hastings Raiders girls soccer team is out to a 1-1 start after winning the opener on the road at North St. Paul 6-0 in a complete team victory, but falling short against one of the top teams in Class A Matamidi 4-0 on the road Saturday morning. Before the Raiders take to the field in Tuesday's road test at Henry Sibley live on KDWA, head coach Scott Meyer of the Raider girls joined KDWA Sports on Monday to look back at the first two games.
With only four practices in, you know, we didn't know exactly, you know, kind of how things are going to kind of roll out on North St. Paul. I mean, I think we practiced and we prepared well, and I think what you saw there in that game is it really went well for us, you know, in all facets. We seemed to be connecting with our possession. You know, we were defending pretty well, and we were winning the ball in a lot of different spots in the field, and we were getting both sides of our field involved in the attack, you know, and we got some goals. You know, we get six goals. I think we maybe registered one shot conceded through the entire match, so it was one of those games where I think we were dictating a lot of the flow. We had some really strong performances, which was really nice to see. You know, two of our key players this year, you know, Bella Meyer and Megan Brown, got on the board multiple times in that first game for us. I think Bella had a hat trick and assist, and Megan had two goals as well. So that was really good to see that coming through. And we got the other goal from Molly Bajan on a redirected deflection. So that was good to see that we were able to put some goals on the board for us in North St. Paul. We felt pretty good about that. You know, we weren't able to practice on turf on Friday just because of the repairs going on there. So we did some practicing in the grass. And, you know, we had a 10 o'clock game against Matamidi. And I don't know in your years, but early morning games are always tough to play. You got to try to wake up and get your energy and get your mind right and things like that. And I think it was one of those games, Nick, where, you know, we just didn't seem to get off on the right foot to begin the game. And I think that, you know, that kind of put us on our heels a little bit. And I got to give Matamidi credit. You know, some of the pressure they gave us in that game kind of dictated the majority of how that match unfolded. We just never seemed to settle into our game and find a rhythm in terms of our possession and defending. You know, we were giving the ball away too much at times. It just didn't seem to go our way on Saturday, and this wasn't our day. So I think we learned some things about as far as what we need to be doing, you know, as a squad, and how we need to communicate some things and where we need to focus. So, you know, we'll practice on that stuff today here when we get out on the turf, and we'll get ready for Sibley on Tuesday.
We in Hastings know exactly what West St. Paul and Henry Sibley are feeling as they get set to unveil their brand new turf field. As the Hastings Raiders soccer teams head up to Henry Sibley on Tuesday night, the boys at 5 and the girls at 7. Coach Meyer knows that the Henry Sibley Warriors will be fired up and ready to take to their home field, and the blue and gold have to have their best game. But there's no doubt everybody in the conference is excited for the Warriors and their new stadium.
I agree. It's nice to see. I mean, I believe right now, I think every school now in the conference is on turf. So no longer is there the disadvantage of training and playing on grass now. So everyone's going to get that benefit. And over the years, as we've played Sibley, you know, it's been back and forth. The majority of the time, we've been coming out on top on some of these games. But these are grinder games. Schools are relatively close proximity. Some of the kids may know each other, you know, through club ball and things like that. So there's some personal touch to a lot of the games in years past. We need to have a higher pace of play. And we need to have a little bit more of what I'm looking for from a 5 and an energy. Not a sense of urgency, but an intensity in getting off right from the first whistle, and we got to finish that through it to the last whistle. The things that we are capable of doing and the potential that we have within this squad, those are the things that I'm looking for us to execute on Tuesday. And we do that, we play our game, you know, I think we're going to then be putting ourselves in a really good opportunity to get the result that we want rather than having it dictated to us and us chasing the ball. I would rather have us defending hard and attacking with conviction and with pace.